こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週26日、アメリカの連邦最高裁判所が同性婚を憲法上の権利として認めるという判決を出し、すべての州において同性婚が合法化されました。イエーイ。しかし、主にアメリカ南部、いわゆるバイブルベルトと呼ばれる地域では、州の職員や判事が信仰の自由を盾に判決を無視して結婚証明書の交付を拒否する事態になっており、アラバマやテキサスなど一部の州では同性異性に関わらず、すべてのカップルに対して結婚証明書の発行を拒否しています。法の専門家は、公務員が信仰の自由を理由に仕事を放棄し、作業が可能な同僚を代役として立てるなどの努力もしなかった場合、たとえ判事や上院議員でも職を追われたり逮捕される可能性があると話しています。
Last week on the 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized gay marriage at the federal level, recognizing the right of gays to marry as a constitutional right. However, some state officials in the Bible BeltHave responded by saying that they would withhold marriage license from gays on the basis of religious freedom. According to legal experts, however, these officials are risking being fired or even jailed.
そう、すごい盛り上がったね、先週。
Mm. A lot of partying.
ね、写真とかもすごいいっぱい出たし、Twitter とかソーシャルメディアでもおめでたムードみたいな。
Mm.
で、まあ。今まで結婚を我慢してた人たちが一斉にこう役所に行って結婚しようとしてたわけなんだけど、まあ、こういう事態になってるっていう、mm. で結構
long lines or
I don't know、 でも結構なんかね、州によってはその準備がまだできてないから、なんかちょっと何ヶ月か待たなきゃいけないとか、そういうとこもあったみたいなんだけど、そもそもこういう風になんか嫌だって言って拒否してる職員がいたりとか、もう辞めちゃったり仕事をっていう州もあるらしいよ。
Yeah, so it's just it's not like they're gonna stay in their official position and just stop people from getting married, but they personally don't want to be involved in that.
そう、
right?
で、なんかその同性異性に関わらずっていうのも、なんかもうこれによって結婚っていうもの自体がなんか怪我されちゃったから、もうそれ自体認められないみたいな感じで、なんか全部を拒否してる人もいるらしい。だからもうこれは別に州の決定とかじゃなくて、もう個人のあれだから。
Right. But it's weird to use like religious freedom as a basis for not allowing the sexual freedom of other people.
そうだよね。ね。
Or having an issue with that at all is. I mean, even if you're just doing your job, is that if you are a religious person and you're in one of these positions,
yeah,
like you can't reconcile that. You can't just say like, well, this is part of my job. Or
でもなんかその反対してる人のインタビューみたいなとか見ると、もうなんか This is a major sin だから、もう I can't take part in this みたいな感じで、まあ they're freaking out. でもで、しかも州によってはそのReligious freedom に関する法律をこれに先駆けて早く制定してるとこがあるじゃん、
うん、
だからその例えば牧師さんとか、まあ、こういう職員とかが自分の信仰に反することであれば拒否してもいいっていう法律を、
うん、
これが可決されるのを見越して先回りして作っちゃってる州があるから、そうすると、まあ、そこでちょっと対立っていうか、また個別に裁判とかしなきゃいけなくなっちゃう。Mm.
But I think the momentum is pretty clear.
そうだよね。そうだよね。
Yeah.
なんかさ、信仰の自由とかもちろんね、別に好きになことを信じるっていうのは全然いいと思うんだけど、それがこう他人を不幸にしてしまう場合は、で自分にしかも害がない、直接害がない場合は、
mm.
そこまで。
Well, it's weird to care.Like、ね、what
本当だよね。
gay people are doing. Like、ね、why do you care?
ね、どうでもいいやって思えれば一番楽なのにね、その人たちも。
Do you know why they care?
No.
It's a mystery, right? They don't really seem to know either.
でも反対してる人が一番ケアしてるもんね。絶対ダメとかってさ。
But, you know, they're the same, you know, there's a lot of overlap between like the conservative political perspective with like small government. Like, we want small government. We don't want the government like, you know, meddling in our lives, right? Is what the conservative side typically says. Meanwhile, they want, you know, the government to decide who can get married and how.
Right.
You know, based on something as personal as what sort of sexual activities you're up to.
Right.
Which is, you know, if that's not government meddling in private business, I don't know what is.
ね、なんかその反対派の人の理由も、まあ一応ちゃんと耳を傾けてみようと思っていろいろ見てるけど、あんまりなんか、なんていうの、あ、これならみたいな、これなら仕方ないかみたいな、個人的には今のところない。全部なんか、な、
Did you know this was coming?
Actually, no.
I didn't either.
ね、急な、急な、アメリカに住んでる人は分かってたのかな?
I don't think so.
なんか結構急に起きたらさ、なってたからびっくりした。
I didn't know that this was, that this could happen.
Yeah.
Right?
うん、本当に overnight っていう感じの印象だよね、離れてる人からすると。It's like, oh, really? みたいな。
But if you're one of the people that's against this sort of policy,then that would bother you. It's like, what? Out of nowhere? Like, we didn't even get a chance to, like, you know,
I guess, but... protest or whatever they would do. This shouldn't... まあ、タイミング的にはちょっと確かにびっくりしたけど、内容的にはびっくりすることじゃないっていうか、まあ、いずれこうなるだろうっていうのはさ、誰でも分かってたはずだからね。まあ、別にって感じ。あと、まあ、だからこうやって拒否してるっていうのは、なんかその、結婚したい人たちはみんな税金払ってるわけじゃん、その州に。だからそれなのにこれが拒否されちゃうっていうのはなんか嫌だよね。でもせっかくふーって盛り上がってさ、やっと結婚できるみたいな。 Then there are so many emotional pictures、 なんかもう感動して泣いてたりとかさ、やっとみたいな。それで行ったらさ、いや、あの、窓口閉まってますからみたいな感じ。
Well, how long has this particular battle been fought for? Before we were born? You know, it is a pretty historic moment, I think. And I don't think that there's going to be much moral ambiguity about it within 5 or 10 years or so.
なんか面白いよね。なんか今に始まったことじゃないっていうかさ、歴史を見てると昔からあることなわけじゃん、ローマとか。まあ、日本も昔江戸時代とかさ。
Yeah, I mean, there are gay people that lived their entire lives waiting for this, and it never happened.
Right. No, what right. I meant was like, あの、フリーだった時期もあるわけじゃん。 Like, 別にオプレスされてなかった時代。 Like, in Rome, or in Edo era in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variation with geography.
それがなんか、まあ、政治とかいろんなことでとか宗教とかで禁止されて、なんかそっちがもうベースみたいになっちゃった時期が、あったっていうさ。だからなんかこれが新しいことかのようになんか言われてるけど、よくよく歴史を見るとそうでもないじゃん。
Like this though?
Maybe not like this, but you know, like as a concept, it shouldn't be likeだからコンサーバティブの人とかってさ、なんか Oh my god, もう this is the end of the world みたいな。 But it's been around whether it was official or not, so
Yeah, well, the behavior and the, you know, the activities certainly have been around for a long time
and
haven't always been, you know, there has been more freedom for those things within certain societies in the past, butI think this is probably the biggest push.
なんかアメリカでこうなったら日本も、でも日本の議員とかでもさ、最近なんだっけ、あの、少子化に結びつくから良くないみたいなことを言って、いやいや全然それ科学、非科学的ですよみたいな感じですごいツイッターで突っ込まれてる人とか、なんかそういう根拠がないことを公に言っちゃう議員がいるぐらいだから、まだまだちょっと日本は長い道のりなのかね。
Yeah.
なんかそもそも議会で議論されてないからね。
Well, I feel like the arguments they're made already. I feel like the case is made already. I feel like it's pretty much established. Like if you tried to debate this, I don't think you could reach any other conclusion rationally. And people are going to say things like, oh, well, you know, if we do that, then people are going to do this, and they'll get into this social engineering kind of perspective. But I really think that it's the individual's rights that trump all of that.
Yeah. そう、なんかもう何でもいいよね、個人のことだからさ、もう好きにさせてって感じ。次、ニューヨーク大学ランゴーン医療センターの研究で、幼少期に抗生物質を使用すると子どもの発育に多大な影響を及ぼしている可能性があることが明らかになりました。子どもによく処方されている抗生物質アモキシシリンとマクロライドをマウスに3回2歳児以下の投与量でそれぞれ短期間与えると、難聴コモの腸内細菌の活動が妨げられバランスが完全に崩れてしまったほか、細菌の代謝に関連する遺伝子にも影響が出ていました。影響を受けた細菌は食生活の変化に順応する能力も低下していました。また薬を投与されたマウスの体重は増加し、骨格が大きくなっていることも分かりました。チームはこれはマウスでの結果ではあるが、これまでの調査で判明している人間の子どもへの影響と酷似していると指摘し、薬の影響は蓄積されるので、投与の回数が多ければ多いほど影響も大きくなると説明しました。また現在、抗生物質が何のリスクもないかのように安易に処方されていることに懸念を示しました。
In a new study by New York University and Langone Medical Center, frequent use of antibiotics by children can negatively affect their development. While scientists have known that antibiotic exposure in early development disrupts the formation of a natural bacterial profile in the gut and can lead to metabolic changes, the new animal study found that short doses of tylosin, a commonly prescribed macrolide, and amoxicillin, both of which were administered in small doses intended for children 2 or younger, significantly impacted metabolism and bone growth, respectively. Additionally, the researchers found that the antibiotics caused changes in the genes of the gut biome and that the extent of the changes found by the researchers were dose-dependent. In conclusion, they expressed concern that antibiotics are seemingly prescribed as if there were no negative consequences.
So, なんか、もともと、あの、抗生物質を幼少期に摂取すると、あの、肥満になりやすいんじゃないかみたいな研究が結構あって、まあ、今回のこれでその新陳代謝がもう永久的に影響を受けちゃうというか変わっちゃうっていうのが分かったっていうのもあるんだけど、なんか確かに私今大人になってそんな抗生物質むやみに飲まないように自分でもさ、まあ、意識してる、今はこれ必要かなとかさ、けど子供の時ってなんか念のためみたいな、念のため飲んどきなさいみたいな感じで何でもかんでもちょっとなんか風邪っぽかったらとかもうすぐ抗生物質飲んでた気がするじゃない、飲んでなかった、ちっちゃい時めっちゃ
I did take quite a few I think、growing up, but antibiotics、there are very bad things that can happen to you if you don't take antibiotics
right.
in some situations, and so your personal judgment about that, I mean, what is it really based on? You're talking to a medical professional,
right.
You know, a doctor. So when a doctor prescribes antibiotics, I generally take them. But it is interesting to see, you know, it's certainly it's overprescribed. In Japan as well, this has been a serious issue.
なんかそのちょっと風邪気味の時に病院に行ったら絶対抗生物質くれるわけじゃん、私の個人的な経験から言うと、right. だから私はまあ病院に行かなくてもいいぐらいの風邪の時はもう行かないで、あの、まあ、別にそれで普通に治るからいいんだけど、そういう場合はでもなんか難しいよね。
Oh,
わかんないじゃん。ウイルスなのか細菌なのかさ。 もちろん自分でも分かんないし、お医者さんもチェックしないと分かんないからさ。
Yeah, the doctors typically don't know, and it seems like I'll have a cold, which is rhinovirus, which is, I mean, it's a virus.
Yeah.
So antibiotics aren't going to do anything.
Right.
But I know I have a cold, and I go to the doctor, and they prescribe antibiotics.
Yeah.
Why are they prescribing antibiotics for a cold?
なんかあれなんだよね。だからこう風邪を、なんかウイルス性、風邪って大体ウイルス性じゃん。でウイルス性の風邪が悪化してきてこじらせてくると喉とかに細菌が繁殖しちゃって大変なことになるからっていう意味で、念のため最初から抗生物質を飲んどきましょうっていうのは多分そういうことなんだけど、それって本当にこのチームが言ってるみたいに抗生物質に特にリスクがない前提で念のため飲むわけじゃん。
Well, I think if you have a cold, you just they shouldn't be prescribing antibiotics. Period. The throat thing, I mean, if you have like a streptococcus A or something, then you definitely need antibiotics.
そうだから溶連菌なのか普通の風邪なのか分かんない時に
適当に、
そう適当に、うん、どっちも出しとくみたいな。だから悪化すると困るからとりあえず出すみたいなことじゃない。
What about the idea that they're prescribing these antibiotics because that makes money?
そうそう、それもまああると思うよ。だからこっちからすると分かんないんだよね。患者からすると、だからもしかしてそういう溶連菌とかの可能性もあるからっていうことで念のため出されてるのか、まあ、お金になるっていうのももちろんあるし、
I think it's all money.
あとその研究ではさ、なんかあれじゃん、風邪の時に抗生物質を飲んでも飲まなくても風邪の、になってる期間は全く変わらないっていう、だから早く治るわけじゃないっていう、別にだからその細菌感染は抑えられるけれども、別にもともとがウイルス性の風邪だったら別にね意味ないから。
Yeah, the other issue is that the overprescription of antibioticsWell, it's producing a dependence in the sense that it is causing these diseases to adapt and evolve and become stronger and more resistant. And so we have like what's the antibiotic resistant strain of, what was it? MERS or something? And some of those are very, very dangerous and can do kill people. So, you know, the reckless, like, oh, they'll become antibiotic resistant and we'll just come up with like a, you know, some new cocktail. Like,
right.
This isn't long-term thinking.
Yeah. だから子供いる人にとってはさ、難しいよね。お医者さんがさ、念のためって言って出してきたやつがどれぐらいの確率の念のためなのかさ、なんか、どれぐらいの意味でのとりあえずなのかが分かんないじゃん。だからどうしていいか分かんないよね。しかも日本のお医者さんってさ、なんか質問するとさ、怒り始めるっていうか、なんか嫌がる人多くない？なんかめんどくさいのか、なんか、まあ、疑われてるみたいに思って気を悪くしちゃうのか分かんないけど、別にそういう個人的なことじゃないんだけど、こっちのつもりとしては、
I get asked like where I'm from and just a lot of like, I don't know, it's like a lot of the doctors are so old, so I go in there and it's like we have to have a conversation about my background before
like, oh, you're a gaijin. そっからスタート
Diagnosis.
めんどくさいね。そう、なんか怒り始めるっていうかさ、なんかイライラされちゃうとさ、なんかもうじゃあ聞けないなみたいな。
It's interesting how the, you know, they have the 薬局 is always just right next to the, they're like paired.
Yeah.
They're like paired. They're like, they're not in the same building.
Right,
but sometimes
right.
it's like 10 seconds away.
Right, right.
And
like they work like, together.
Does that really... Did, you know what I mean? Is that... Are they now separate? Doesn't... Like, is, has that solved the problem? It seems like it hasn't. You know, the separate building rule isn't
right.
the fundamental issue. And research done... who was it? that John Oliver guy had a did his team did a bunch of research into doctors in the U.S. and and how they have representatives. They just hire like charismatic, like really beautiful women to go to doctors' offices, and they like leave them Subway sandwiches or like you know, nice food. Sometimes it's really nice food and like presents and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, make sure to like recommend our like particular drug to your patients.
So,
and and apparently that's just rampant. All over, just rampant. Like all the doctors are doing this. All the pharmaceutical companies are doing this. It's all about brand and it's just completely like corrupt and people who are sick are just getting screwed over all over the place.
そうだからなんかお医者さんが何かを勧めてきてくれた時にそのベースがどこにあるのか例えばピルとかってさ種類が何個もあるわけじゃんで中によってはこう血栓ができてこう死んじゃった人がいるケースがあるやつとかもあるわけでさで婦人科によっておすすめのピルが違うわけよでもそれもさなんかいろいろ調べた結果これがおすすめなのかそれともただそこの製薬会社と取引があるだけなのかとかさで患者からしたら全然分かんないじゃんで出されるものをじゃあ知らなければ他にチョイスがあるって知らなければ出されたものをまあ普通にもらって飲むしかないとかさ、だからなんか分かんないよねすごい闇だよね闇すぎてさでもちろんそんなことお医者さんに聞けないじゃんこれこれどういうあれでおすすめしてんですかとか、だからなんかね闇が深いよねあとその手術とかさあのなんか大きな病気とかになった時にお医者さんにこっそりさお金渡す習慣とかあるじゃん封筒に入れて、あれとか 何十万とかあれもさすごい不思議じゃない、あれなんかこっそりだけどみんなやってんの知ってるみたいなさ、暗黙の了解的なでみんななんか疑問には思いつつもでもやっぱり自分の時になるとなんかここでお医者さんに変に思われるとかこう嫌な心象を持たれたら嫌だからってとりあえず渡しとくかみたいなのとかさなんか闇だよね
I don't even like how much money doctors make. There's just, it's just like a little bit too much.
I don't even know how much they're getting, so I...
But doctors generally, if you're working at like a hospital or something, I think it's lower here, probably, than it is overseas. But generally, doctors like working in the U.S. are just ballin', straight ballin', cruising in just, you know, the most luxury cars, roll. I mean, it's just the doctor lifestyle is just so oddly and stereotypically like flamboyant and like
materialistic. But aren't they also like working super long hours and stuff?
They are. They're working pretty hard.
Like, I don't really mind, like, them making a lot of money. I just want to know what's actually the best for me. You know, like, all the options.
Well, if the doctors made less money, well, the market dynamics would probably drive them elsewhere or whatnot, but... just the way that the system is right now, the way that these that hospitals in a lot of countries just generally, they just game people that come in. It's like, well, you know, they size this person up. Like, how much do we think this person can pay? And they try to charge them as much as possible. There's just weird tactics like that. You like in the U.S., you'll ride the ambulance for 5 seconds and it'll cost you like $800.
That sort
of thing. And then, you know, after you get charged $800 for a 5 minute ambulance ride that saved your life or something, you your doctor shows up in his Porsche. I don't know. It just like kind of bothers me.
なんかまあ日本は保険がちゃん、まあ、アメリカとかに比べるとちゃんとしてるっていうか結構カバーされてるじゃん。だからその料金の面では別になんか私は詳しくないしいいんだけど、なんかやっぱそのオプションに関してその治療方法とか薬とかに関してなんかあんまり説明してくれないお医者さんに当たることが多い気がする。なんかだからラスベガスで1兆円になってアメリカの病院行った時は先生がすごいなんかもう 全部教えてくれて、なんか質問とかもなんかないみたいな、すごい積極的に質問をインデュースしようとしてくれるというかさ、そういう感じだとなんか聞きやすいし、あのなんかいろいろ聞いても別に気分を害したりとかしないって分かってればさ、何でも聞けるけど、なんかおじいちゃんの先生とかなんかすごいプライド高いみたいな人だとさ、なんかこっちの薬とかこういうのも聞くって聞いたんだけどみたいな、調べたらとか言うとなんかみたいな、なんか怒り始めるでもさ、自分の体のことだからさ、調べるのは当たり前じゃん、だからそこ怒られてもみたいな感じで、なんか気まずい、
yeah. There's like a rift there, because you know, I'll ask one of these doctors a question and he'll turn around and grab some book.
Ah,
right. He's like, looks around and like grabs a book and he's like going through this book. And I'm just thinking about how old that book is.
Right, right, right.
And like, just the older that book is, I feel like the worse off my health is in this guy's hands.
そうだよね。そうだから闇ですよね。闇が深いですよね。次、プールで泳ぐと目が赤くなる原因について、すごいなんかめっちゃ外すごかったね今、プールで泳ぐと目が赤くなる原因について CDC のレポートで、目が赤くなるのはプールの塩素が原因ではなく、人の尿が塩素と合わさってできるクロラミンという成分だと記載されており話題となりました。また一般的にプールの塩素の匂いとされる匂いも、塩素自体の匂いではなく、塩素が尿や汗、汚れと合わさってクロラミンになるときに発生する匂いだそうです。
According to a new report by the CDC, the reason why your eyes turn red in swimming pools is not due to the chlorine, but rather chloramine, a chemical resulting from the mixture of human urine and chlorine together. Additionally, what has commonly been referred to as the chlorine smell of swimming pools is actually the smell of urine and sweat.Interacting with the chlorine and producing chloramine.
そう、これめっちゃ記事になってたんだよね。なんか多分すごいいろんな人がショックを受けて、あの塩素のせいじゃなかったんだみたいな。
Why are we finding this out now? It's strange. No one ever put some chlorine in their eyes and noticed that it doesn't cause that.
I don't know. I don't think this is new information, but like in general, people didn't know this っていうことじゃない。でもまあおしっこ入ってるでしょうねって感じじゃない、公共のプールでさ、まあ、子供とかも入ってればさ、もう私は昔からもうおしっこ入ってる前提で泳いでるんだけど。
Yeah, but you don't want the おしっこ to be like
in your eyes.
Yeah, well, an indicator, like I don't want my eyes to be like aUrine level indicator. Do you know what I mean?
そうだね。あ、Because it's 目赤くなってるってことはおしっこ入ってんだみたいな。
Yeah, like, now I have to think about it or like
おしっこディテクターみたいな。
I swim with like a friend and we both get out and our eyes are red. It's like, all right, let's bounce. Forget this.
だってさ、おしっこ入ってない場合の方が珍しいぐらいなんじゃないの？普通の子供も入るような公共のプールってさ。無理でしょうね。だって。じゃない、ちょっとその確率調べてみてほしいんだけど、何パーの確率でおしっこ入ってるか。
Well, I want the chart that shows like on the left side it'll be like 目の色 and on the right side it'll be like しっこの concentration
concentration だから目がめっちゃ赤くなるところはもう concentration がすごいんじゃない、
I remember my eyes getting really red swimming itNo one's really immune to that either.
でも最近なんかさ、その汚いとかっていうことについて考えるんだけどさ、なんか結構私平気になってきたっていうか、いろんなことになんか、まあ猫のさ世話とかもしなくちゃいけないし、そういうのもあるけど、なんかさ、そもそも汚いっていうのって本能的に植え付けられてるじゃん。それって、まあ、汚いものって菌とかがついてるから安全面で良くないっていうことじゃん。でも結局さ、プールに混ざってるおしっこなんてさ、まあ、たかが知れてるっていうか、でまあ、塩素とかもあって消毒されてるだろうし、別に危険ではないっていう意味では、その自分が汚いって思うことはフォースアラームっていうかさ、間違いなんだっていうこと。だからなんかそう考えると結構平気。
Well,
なんか 手とかさえ洗っちゃえばいいんじゃんみたいな。
Right. It's just the difference between dirty and harmful. Right.
そうそうそうそう。
I It's not a false alarm. The pool's dirty. It's got pee in it. However, it's not harmful.
そうそうそう。Right. だからそう、だから危険じゃないことさえ分かってれば、別にそんな大騒ぎするようなことじゃないっていうか、なんていうの、自分がかの本能がちょっと汚いって過剰反応しちゃうだけで。
People are kind of reluctant to trust their bodies too. You know, you don't want to trust your immune system or trust your body. It's always like, oh, I need to get antibacterial gel or whatever. Like if you go overseas, I mean, in some cases you can't really trust your body. You'll go somewhere in Southeast Asia and you'll drink some water that everyone else is fine drinking, and all of a sudden you're miserable.
Oh yeah, drink どころかなんかその水で歯磨きとかしただけでもさ。終わり。だからうちらみたいな、なんかこんな、何、除菌除菌みたいなとこで暮らしてる人はさ、もう弱いから耐えられないみたいな。
You know, it's interesting to think like how many different things are going on in your body at once. Like how many infections do you have? How many parasites do you have? How many viruses are you carrying for your whole life? And how many, because there's a profile of all of this.
Right.
You could track all of this stuff. You like, are you infected with toxoplasmosis, for example? You're high risk. I'm not so high risk.
I don't know.
You don't think you're high risk?
Not really. I mean, it's possible, but...
I mean, well, relative to me, you're very, very high risk. But relative to someone who has, like, outdoor cats, you're probably...
Yeah, outdoor cats はね。あ、でも、でもなんかトキソプラズマってさ、感染するの結構、なんていうの、段階があるっていうかさ、いつでも感染できるわけじゃないからさ。だから。
That being said, something like, what, 80-70% of people in Brazil have it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it's super common. Even in the developed world, if you have cats, the odds of you having toxoplasmosis is quite high.
Yeah. But it's not, I don't know, because なんかさ、その猫がトキソプラズマにかかって最初に出すプープにしか入ってないらしいんだよね。で、そこから人間に感染するわけだから。
Only in the first poop.
そう。だから別にそのプープだけあの避けられれば別にあとは全然大丈夫だし、妊婦とかがねかかるともなんか危ないって言うけど、それでも妊婦の人が初めて それに感染すると危ないっていうだけで、過去にもうすでにエクスポーズされてれば別に大丈夫なんだって、抗体ができてるから。だからそこまでなんていうの。
Well, even so, a lot of people have it for some reason.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, so, but a lot of people have a lot of stuff.
Right.
And you kind of think like, oh, I don't have anything right now. I have no diseases, I have no parasites, I have no, like, infections. I have, you know, you kind of think of, like, I'm healthy, I'm a clean slate, right?
そんな人いるの?
No, sometimes I feel like that. Like, I have no,
really?
I have no injuries, I'm not sick, I don't have, you know, feeling...
Like, perfect?
Yeah, you just, like, you take a really hot shower and you come out and it's just, like, just clean. But the reality is that we have all these weird things.
Yeah.
Viruses and weird bacteria and all these things, and there are so many layers of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
そうね。そう、だからなんか前にさ、顔に住んでる微生物の拡大写真の話したら、やっぱなんか嫌な人は嫌なんだよね。なんかそういうの考えたくないっていうかさ。まあ、なんとなくわかる気もしないでもないけど。でもなんかさ、なんかラブが湧いてくるというかさ、なんかあ、一緒に暮らしてる、なんか見えないけど実はこんなにいっぱい一緒に暮らしてる微生物とかがいるんだみたいな、まあ、腸内とかもそうだしさ、なんかすごいほんわかした気持ちにならない。
Do you know anyone that's like gone traveling and they end up coming back with like parasites and diseases, and people even get malaria still, you know?
I feel like someone that we both know, he got, demo, I don't remember the details at all, but I think I read something on Facebook, like he got something somewhere in Asia, でなんか死にかけたみたいな。I think it happens.
It definitely happens. People, if you like go out to some jungle somewhere, like you're gonna get some.
あとあれね、あの夏になるとさ、毎年アメリカとかでニュースになる、あの湖とか、そういう溜まってる水、うん、だから流れてない川とか、あの海とかじゃなくて溜まってる水にいるさ、あの脳みそ食べるバクテリアいるじゃん。あれで毎年さ、うん、なんか数人死んじゃったりして、毎年毎年夏になるとニュースになるよね。
In lakes and stuff, そうそうそう、like theLike salt water is okay, but fresh water can have the brain eating parasite. Actually, do you know what a neti pot is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, so, あれもね。
So, yeah, someone used a neti pot that wasn't maintained properly, and they just snorted a brain eating little alien parasite, and then it was over. They're dead.
なんかそういうのはね、すごいなんか敏感に。なっちゃうよ、そういうの読んでるから、なんかちゃんと滅菌されてないっていうか、そういう液体をあんまり普段外にエクスポーズされてない自分の体の部分に入れたりとかさ、で、結構怖いよね。I never go to lakes, だからあんまりこのバクテリアの話は。
I used to, and I would like swim in rivers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I have since I was like.Smaller like Boy Scout trips and stuff, I would just swim in the river. But these days, like, I just read like this dude died from some weird parasite.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or the kintama katta とか like there's too many things in the fresh water.
そうなの。なんか海は何にも思わないんだけど、その溜まってる水、なんか動いてない水に入るのはめっちゃ抵抗がある。なんかその自然界のね。なんか変なものいそう。
If there's like a waterfall there, it's better. It must be, right?
I don't know.
Because it means it's flowing somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of fresh.
It makes me feel better if it looks fresh. なんか。
I want to know if there's like
fountains and stuff,
if there's like a rule, like if you can judge, like oh, there's like there's no water, it's not flowing, or
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can kind of make a judgment, because I don't want to just be like no fresh water, period.
So ね.
But I don't want to get a brain parasite either.
I know, right? It sucks, right?
Why does that exist?
わかんない。でも毎年ニュースで見るよね。アメリカばっかりだけど、日本では見たことない。
It's worse than a mosquito.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. At least they can't fly. On June 30th, New Zealand's parliament passed a new bill outlawing cyberbullying. The new bill, called the Harmful Digital Communications Bill, is intended to limit digital communication on the internet that causes serious emotional distress to others. Offenders would be subject to punishment of up to 2 years in jail or a fine of $50,000 New Zealand dollars or 4.2 million yen.
おととい、ニュージーランドでネットいじめを規制する新しい法律が可決されました。有害デジタルコミュニケーション法と名付けられたこの法律は、ネット上で他人に深刻な精神的苦痛を与えるような発言を制限するために制定されました。発言者は最大2年間の懲役、またはおよそ420万円の罰金が科せられます。これさ、どういうこと？これニュージーランド国内から発せられたらってこと？それとも申告罪みたいにこうニュージーランド国内に被害者がいて告発した場合ってこと？
I'm not sure what the origins of this are exactly, but I mean, it is in effect nationally. I don't know. I mean, this was a bill that was submitted to theNew Zealand Parliament, and it passed 116-5. So it was not even close. And they're gonna actually form a new agency, a new regulatory agency to kind of oversee offensive communication on the internet, I guess.
So are they gonna be watching it and then like...
No, I think someone would have to file a complaint.
そうだよね、そうだよね。申告罪だよね、多分ね。
Yeah.
面白いね。なんか
I think if it's a, I mean, if I mean, is it... you're breaking the law if you do it, I guess, even if no one files a complaint, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, in Japan, like, 申告罪ってなってたら、まあ、訴える人がいない限りは、まあ、別に捕まったりはしない。
うん。
それの方がまだわかるよね。それがいないのにってなると変なことになっちゃうもんね、だって。
Yeah, well, I think the implementation of this is going to start out fairly conservative.
Right, right.
And probably...
なんか teenagers とかってこと？ Teenagers のなんか cyberbullying がすごいからとかそういうことかな。
Well, just cyberbullying in general. Actually, teenagers are the most likely to be an inadvertent victim or be inadvertently victimized by this. Because if you're, you know, a 15-year-old teenager and you're just talking shit on the internet, now all of a sudden you're wrapped up in some legal ordeal
stuff.
And
yeah.
you're being taken to some sort of juvenile detention or something.
Right.
Or even... Or I don't know. But yeah, so offensive messages could include, or not even messages, but offensive communicating on the internet would include racist, things that are racist, sexist, religious intolerance, and hassling over disabilities or sexual orientation.
Okay. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It's everywhere. What are they going to do?
Also, incitement to suicide is 3 years. So,
okay.
There's that.
死ねとかそういうこと?
Well, if someone's saying like, oh, I feel suicidal, and someone's like, yeah, kill yourself.
Right. That happened in Japan like a couple years ago, no? なんか、慶応の大学生かなんかがさ、なんか、彼女が死にたいみたいなの言ってて、もうじゃあ死ねよみたいなこと言ったら本当に死んじゃってみたいな。で、あの警察に話を聞かれたりとか。結局あれどうなったのか忘れちゃったけど。Yeah, these things happen.
Yeah, there have been a lot of cases where students were bullied and then committed suicide.
Right.
I mean, I think this is sort of in response to those sorts of cases, which have been growing, and a lot of people do get bullied on the internet.
Right.
I mean, do you think cyberbullying is a real thing? I'm kind of, I don't know.
I'm sure it's a real thing if kids are like killing themselves and stuff over it.
Right.
なんか結構まあさ、日本のニュースでもよくやってるじゃん。LINE を使ってでまあ、学校でもいじめられてるし、その LINE があるために学校終わってからもそのいじめの場が設けられちゃっているみたいなさ、でまあなんか見なければいいとかやらなきゃいいって言うけども、やらなかったらやらないでまたそれもいろいろ言われちゃうから、結局やらないといけないとか。
I guess what I mean by is it a real thing is like I mean, can you really get bullied over the internet? I guess you can. But it's not like, you know, if someone bullies you in person, there's nothing you can really do about it.
Right.
But if you're getting bullied on the internet, I mean...
Just turn it off?
Just, yeah, like...
本当はね。
Just don't read that, I guess.
そう、なんか、そうなんだよね。でもやっぱ気になっちゃうんじゃない？ティーネイジャーとかさ、やっぱ自分が何言われてるかとかさ。どうしても気になって見ちゃうとかあるんじゃない。
Yeah, and I guess you're being put in a position where you have to modify your behavior to shield yourself from the hurt feelings that would result from this.
まあでも結局、まあ本当そう、見なければ自分を守れるというか、なかったことになるからね、自分が見さえしなければ。
So what do you think about this? This new law or the outlawing of cyberbullying?
I don't know. なんか普通のさ、なんていうの、精神的苦痛を受けましたって言って訴えるみたいな。それだとダメなのかね。こういうふうになんか別に定義を設けないといけないのかな。I don't know. でそうするとやっぱなんかどこまでが、だから定義が難しいじゃん。それこそ。
Right.
どこまでがじゃあセクシズムなのかとか、どこまでがレイシズムとか。
what do you think of the punishment? 2 years in jail for saying something rude on the internet? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Pretty intense. Up to 2 years でしょでも。
Well, sure, but
でもな、
that's still crazy.
なんかさ、あの、前もここで話したこと、マイケルに言っただけか忘れてたけどさ、なんか前 NPR の番組で、なんかすっごい、あの、まあ、サイバーブーリング受けてたコラムニストみたいな、コメディアンかな、女性アメリカ人の、
うん、
がそのもう本当にすっごいひどいことを毎回毎回言われて、自分の死んじゃったお父さんの名前を使ったアカウントとかも作られたりとか、なんか本当にひどくて、でも結局その人とコンタクトを取ってきちんと話し合ったら、まあ、その本人もすごい反省して、ただただもうなんか自分側にイシューがあった、自分がもうすごい自信がなくてやっちゃったんですみたいな。だからこうなんかさ、
Yeah, once he's called out, the little
Right.
weasel.
Right, but I just feel like 急にだから2年間服役とかなんていうの、それちょっとエクストリームな気がする。なんかそこまで考えてやってないっていうか、やっぱ顔が見えないから何言ってもいいやって思っちゃうわけじゃん。
Yeah,
その相手が傷ついてるところが見えないから。
Yeah, but I think it's just the onus is on the recipient of that communication to realize, you know, this is the internet and people behave this way and people say things they don't
really mean.
And people try to incite a response from people and people are trolling. Like if you don't know about trolling, if you just live in the normal analog life and you don't know about trolling,
yeah,
and you just go on the internet and interact with people, you're done. You're gonna take
right.
a beating.
Right.
So
まあ、だからそういう
The way to adjust is to just understand how, you know, what it really is.
そういう教育が必要だよね、やっぱ。その、今の、なんか、理想論を言っても仕方ないじゃん。なんか、みんながすごい仲良くしてるインターネットの理想はあるとしても、それは今、全然現実的じゃないわけだから、
mm-hmm.
実際はこうですよっていう、本当にひどいこと言う人もいるし、trolls もいるし、意味わかんないことを言ってくる人もたくさんいる。っていうのがもう前提。Yeah.で分かった状態でそれでもやりたいんだったら、まあ、気をつけてどうぞっていうさ、
mm.
とか、
well,
まあ逆にその言ってる人に対、言っちゃいそうな人に対してもね、その、mm. もう今この時代なんだからそろそろ分かるべきというかさ、相手が本当に人間が向こう側にはちゃんと座っていて泣いたりとか傷ついたり実際にしてるんだよっていう、なんかその面と向かってだったらもう絶対に言えないようなことをネットで言っちゃったりするわけじゃん、
mm.
だからそれもやっぱなんか悪気がそこまでないっていうか、分かってなくてやってる人もいっぱいいると思うからさ、自分がどれぐらいのダメージを与えてるかっていう。
It's fun. I think it's fun.
Is it?
For sure it's fun.
Why is it fun?
Because it's like a creative exercise. You know, people get on there and try to write something really funny. You know how they have there's something called a roast. They do these roasts,
yeah,
like comedy roasts.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all these, they bring some famous person up and all these people come up and like write a bunch of mean jokes and try to be funny.
But at least they're not being anonymous.
Well, yeah.
Which is a huge difference.
But if, well, why is it a huge difference?
Because if you're out there, なんか匿名じゃなければさ、まだそのリスポンシビリティが生じるじゃん。なんか匿名で言い逃げみたいな。
Yeah, so they're not. Yeah, that's why the things that are said during the roast, you know, there's like a line, and you can't cross the line. People are going to respond
right.
a certain way.
Right.
That line doesn't exist on the internet.
そうそうそう。
Because you're not going to cross the line, and people are going to be like, "Wait a second, that's hilarious, but it's also really fucked up. So you shouldn't say that." That line doesn't exist on the internet. So it's more fun.
だから真面目ないい人、なんか昔見たのはなんかアメリカ人かな、なんかまあ白人の女の子、若い女の子がビデオを投稿してたのか YouTube かなんかに、で、まあ、すごいいろいろひどいことを、まあ、いろんな人から匿名で言われて、そこでなんかもうシャットアウトしちゃえばよかったんだけど、なんかお父さんとかも出てきて、お父さんもなんかビデオ投稿したりとか、なんかそういうことを言うのやめろとかメッセージとかしたら、もう余計さみんなが喜んじゃうっていうかさ、盛り上がっちゃうじゃん、わお父さんまで出てきたよみたいな感じで、でもどんどん悪化するみたいな。だからそういうなんか真面目なこういい人っていうかさ、はネットの世界でそういう風になんていうの、 通常だったらこういうふうにするっていう、だからその娘を守るために自分が出ていくとかっていうのもネットではちょっと逆効果だったりするわけじゃん。
Yeah, it's the Streisand effect.
そうだから、you know, そうそうそう、
the, If you're familiar with it, Barbara Streisand try to like draw attention away from her nose because it's large and people were making fun of her nose, and then by trying to draw attention away from her nose it drew like a lot more attention to her nose.
そうそう、
and now the actual effect is named after that.
Right. forever. forever. そう、でも難しいけどね。なんか本当見ないのが一番。やっぱなんかさ、有名な人とかに会ったりとか話聞いたりとかしてて、まあアナウンサーでも歌手でも俳優でもコラムニストとか作家さんとかでも、どういう人となんかそういう有名な人に会った時大体なんか聞くのね、そのどうしてますみたいな、ネットでひどいこと言われたりとかで、どんなに有名な人でもやっぱ全然もう自分は何言われても本当の意味で平気っていう人を見たことないのね。大体みんな本当に慣れない、慣れることなんてない、そんなのもう絶対傷ついてるから、みんな見ない、もう見ないしかない。だからもうそんな言い返してもしょうがないし。
What happens if you alwaysLike ego sachi till the end, you just go crazy and shave your head like Britney or something.
Maybe. だからなんかさ、私もなんかバイリンガルニュースできた最初の頃に、あの2チャンネルでバイリンガルニュースの話ができた時に嬉しかったの、素直に最初は、なんかあ、なんか2チャンネルにこんなのが立つぐらいまでなったかみたいな。でもやっぱ意地悪な人とかも結構いるし。あのだからもう見てないけど、やっぱさ見ちゃうとそのメッセージが自分に届いちゃうじゃん、その意地悪なメッセージが。
You're making the connection for them.
そうなの、そうなの。
You're taking everything they said and you're just plugging it into your head.
そうなの。だから見なければ何をどんなひどいこととかを好き勝手も嘘とか何でも言ってても、私的に存在してないから関係ないじゃん。だからそれがやっぱ一番のベストなポジションだなっていうことに気づいて、だからもう全然ネガティブなものは全く見ないようにしてるけど、だからそうするしかないよねやっぱりね。その怒ってもしょうがないっていうかさ、そういうのはどんどん湧いてきちゃうから、どっちにしろ。
I like the negativity on the internet. It's so refreshing to me. I like that there's haters. I like that people say rude things that are true. People aren't afraid to say things that are trueP
Like, if it's true, it's okay. But what I see often is like far from the truth. It's just hate, full of hate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's that
makes
too.
Me.
Well, I don't mean about you personally.
No, no, no. Like anything, about anything. But like that doesn't make me happy for sure. Like that would get me kind of sad. Like, なんか何言ってもいいってなるとこんなことまで言えちゃうのかみたいな。
But this person has let you know.That he exists, that he has this idea, and he exists. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's useful information to me, even if what he says isn't true. Because I like to see what other people are thinking, even if it's wrong.
でも困るのがそれがどこまで本気で言ってんのかすらも分かんないから、それをなんかそういうふうにデータとして自分の中に入れる意味もないっていうかさ。Because they might not mean it anyway.
They might not, but you have to be able, you have to develop the ability to tell from the context, from the username, from the icon. Is this guy serious right now?
でもその effort もやりたくないもん。It's like waste of my time.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, oh, look at this username.
It's a lot of work. You know what's funny? Like, if the internet didn't exist, but someone, like, you didn't know about it. Let's say the internet exists.You didn't know about it, and someone came to you and like explained, "Oh yeah, like we have this virtual, like digital network where we can send information all over the world at light speed. It's like telepathy using electricity. It's absolutely amazing. I can send videos through the air instantaneously. I can stream reality through my phone right here. It's like, oh great. So like, you know, what are you guys doing with this technology? It's just, you know, it."Connecting people in Bangladesh with people in Sweden, with people in Indonesia and all over Europe, like this, all the people are coming together and they're connected. And
そうだよ。Like、もう国境も超えて、you know, 国境も超えてみんなで仲良く。
Is what you'd expect, right? But now, but you just go on YouTube and it's just like, you know, drown in a river of AIDS, you know, drive drunk. Like people are just writing rude.
それ悲しくなるよ。もうなんかどうしたのみんな。なんでそんな疲れてんだよ。
But it's the tool that you would want for a utopia, right?
Right.
Like a social.
だから不思議だよね。こんなすごいいいツールがあって、本当に国境も超えて、で英語がこうやってさ、まあ普及して、うん、あの共通の言語もあり、
うん、
でも本当それこそどこの行ったこともない聞いたこともないような国の人たち同士とかでキム・カーダシアンを攻撃するみたいなさ、なんか It's like really? That's what we do? It's crazy.
Everyone should just watch cat videos like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And just be happy. Be happy. And just shut up about other people.
Mm. Next. According to a UN report, India has made moderate progress in providing drinking water to more people and reducing open defecation. Reducing open defecation rates by 31% in the last 25 years.However, one in every three people, or 2.4 billion people, are still without sanitation facilities, and nearly half of them still defecate in the open. Bangladesh, Nepal, and Pakistan have also made similar reductions in open defecation rates. Additionally, India and nine other countries have succeeded in halving the proportion of the population that is without drinking water. The other countries are Belize, Egypt, Jordan, Mexico, Pakistan, Paraguay,Tunisia and Uganda. Those who do not have access to adequate sanitation facilities are at high risk of contracting waterborne and water-related diseases. NTDs, or neglected tropical diseases, including trachoma soil-transmitted helminths, or intestinal worms, and schistosomiasis
or whatever
affects more than 1.5 billion people, causing blindness, disfigurement, disability, and death.
インドでは人口の3人に1人、24億人が未だ衛生管理施設と無縁で、そのうち半分は今でも公共の場で排泄をしている現状がありますが、国連の報告書によると、過去25年間の間により多くの国民への飲料水の提供が進んだほか、公共の場で排泄する人の割合が 30% 減少するなど、緩やかな成長が見られているとのことです。バングラデシュ、ネパール、パキスタンも同様に公共での排泄の率は下がっています。また、インド、ベリーズ、エジプト、ヨルダン、メキシコ、パキスタン、パラグアイ、チュニジア、ウガンダの9カ国すべてにおいて飲料水が入手できない人の数は半減しており、改善が見られます。汚物処理施設などが設備されていない地域では水から感染する病気にかかるリスクが高く、寄生虫や寄生虫によって引き起こされる病気によって15億人以上が失明、障害、外見を損なう疾患にかかったり死亡するなど影響を受けています。
Yep, open defecation
open defecation。 なんか東京に住んでるとあんまり見ないコンセプトだよね。
あんまり見ないってい つ見るの？
わかんない。
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it? No.
No?、
おしっこぐらいだよね、東京で見るのは。おしっこしてる人は見たこと何回もありますけど。
Yeah, I was at ションベン横丁この前。2週間前。
新宿？
うん、新宿の。
なんでションベン浴場って名前なの？
あ、トイレないから。
ああ本当にそこでみんなションベンしてたってこと？
うん。
Oh, ew, okay.
I think.
え？
That's what I heard anyways.
Ah, okay, okay.
But yeah, so what's wrong with open defecation? It's unsanitary. It can actually cause stunting in people. It actually affects the development of humans.And it causes chronic malnutrition. But it is a very common practice in a lot of, well, the countries that we listed, it's quite common. It's quite common in China as well.
ああね、子供とかね、なんかもうさ、この股のとこが空いてるやつでさ、もうその辺でさせちゃうとかって聞くよね。
I think adults as well. 場所によっては。
Okay. But 場所にもよるだろうけどね。
Yeah, but one thing that's interesting is I found the data for 2010 and for 2012. And so in India, it was 626 million people in 2010, and that fell to 597 million in 2012. So there was some progress there, but in China, it went from 14 million to 10 million within 2 years. So if that's, I mean, it's hard to graph a trend from two data points, but it seems like in China, it's on its way out pretty soon.
Right.
Yeah.
そうだね。まあなんか教育とかね、それトイレの設備とか、まあいろんな要素があるんだろうけど。まあ衛生上はね、まあどう考えても良くないもんね、だって。
And the intestinal worms. We talked about the waterborne diseases and stuff.
なんかさ、私超変な話なんだけど、 YouTube で鼻のさ、鼻に詰まったなんていうの、こう角栓、オイルっていうかさ、 you know, fat that's like stuck in your pores、その角栓を取るビデオがあるのね。なんかお医者さんがこう穴みたいな、なんかこうわちっちゃい金属の輪っかみたいなやつをその毛穴にグッと押し当てると、中からブニブニってなんかオイルっていうか、なんていうの、脂肪みたいなのが出てくるの、汚れが。なんか
they have like the they have like a like band-aid みたいなやつあるじゃん。
あ、貼って剥がすやつ、じゃなくてもうギュって押して、もうそんなバンドエイドみたいな貼るやつじゃもう全然取れない、すごいシビアケースみたいなのをお医者さんがどんどん取っていく動画があるのね。それがなんかインドの人が多いの、なんかインドでやってる動画が多いの、めっちゃ。でそれ見るとすっごいスッキリするの。ちょっと見てみたい。
What?
It's
絶対見たくない。
It's gross, but then it's somehow really refreshing. Like, ah, 取れたみたいな。
What?
なんか
you feel better after you watch this video.
Yes, and there are so many people like me. だからなんか Facebook とか YouTube とかでもすごいそういうコミュニティがあるぐらい。なんかそのビデオを見たい人たちの。でインスタグラムとかにもそれ超上げてる人がいて、みんなめっちゃライクとかコメントとかしてるもん。なんかね、どうやったらあんなに溜まっちゃうのか分かんないけど、あれびっくりするよ。 It's like
I don't really like that stuff. Like,
角栓ってこんなに溜まれるんだ。
What is it called? There's something What is it called when you have a fear of holes? Oh, trypophobia.
Okay.
There's something called trypophobia.And it's like fear of like a lot of small holes.
Oh, I have that. I totally have that. だから私ホロホロ鳥ってさ、英語でなんていうかわかんないけど、黒い鳥で白い点々がいっぱいついてるさ。That's not turkey, is it? Turkey's not like that. Anyway, there's like a bird like that called ホロホロ鳥。もうそれも見れない。あと雨の水滴とかも。
But it's not real holes, right?
No, but なんかちっちゃいだから。
But if you,
つぶつぶっていうか点々がいっぱいあるやつ無理。
But I think trypophobia is typically like holes. I mean, there. If you like Google trypophobia, you'll like see instantly stuff that.
やだ見たくない。
What? So you have this, but you still watch these pore videos?
Because you can't really see. It's not like you see pores. It's focused on one.Pore each でギューって押すとブニュブニュブニュってなんかね、すっごい長いなんか脂肪の塊みたいになってね。
So you're just watching like cat video, pore video,
yeah,
cat video,
repeat.
So strange. Do you know what do you know what ASMR is?
ASMR, no.
I forget what it stands for, but
ask Mr.
ASMR.
What's that?
What does it stand for? I can't remember, but ASMR is like a category. I don't know if it's a condition or a category of content, but there's weird videos that people watch. It's like, do you know who Bob Ross is?
Who?
Bob Ross.
No.
The painter. He like paints like happy clouds, and he's like, he like
happy clouds.
You don't know?
No.
Bob Ross? Okay, definitely watch Bob Ross when you get home. But he like paints, and he has this little like paintbrush, and he has this little like thing to like move paint around, and it like makes this weird noise when it like touches the wooden board, and it's like, and he's just like ton 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 on the canvas and stuff. But there's a whole category of video where some kind of like really relaxing, like soothing, like people talking about something. It's like something that would put you to sleep almost.
Oh, okay.
But there's a strange tingling feeling that people get from watching these videos. It makes them feel a very strange, particular, surreal way, like the Bob Ross videos or...
So wait, this guy is doing this on purpose? Like for this purpose?
No. But people who are into this ASMR thing are putting this content together. It's like, oh, this one worked really well.
Oh, okay.
And so they like share it with each other. And it'll just be like weird things. Like one common theme is that it's very quiet what they're doing. It's very quiet, and you're just hearing something happen. So it's like the sound of someone knitting or something. Like those sorts of like, it's very... Yeah. I don't know if I'm doing a good job of describing. I'm not really like that into that stuff.
Right.
But I've like went off into that territory on YouTube.
ASMR.
This whole ASMR. I think that's the acronym.
Mitemio.
But it was very strange and very interesting to see what kind of, like how these people talk about the videos to each other.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I got like this weird, like they're like seeking a particular type of high, like a mental state.
Right.
Yeah.
So, だからそのやっぱ毛穴のやつみたいにさ、なんか自分だけじゃなくてやっぱこれをすっきりって思う人が世界中にこんないっぱいいるんだみたいな。なんか。でお医者さんのなんかインスタグラムかな、お医者さんのなんか女のお医者さんで、それを知った上でそのビデオを黙々とアップロードしてる人がいるの、なんか I know you guys like this みたいな感じで、でも面白いよね、
な
んか人それぞれそういうさなんか好みがあって、
You can really get you can create a video with the very specific purpose of getting a certain reaction out of people.
あの YouTube でさ、1時間とか2時間とかドライヤーの音だけ入ってるやつとかあるじゃん。あれも私すごい好き。なんか寝れない時にドライヤーの音って一番なんか落ち着くんだよね。
Not the wash cycle.
なんかドライヤーって一定でずっとファーンってなってて、なんかこう全然ディストラクトもされないし、意外と。いいんだよ、なんか。
Do you prefer that over like the sound of the ocean or something?
なんか海の
Dryer over ocean.
なんかね、そういうために作られてる海の音って波の音がなんか大きすぎるんだよね、なんかザバーンザバーンみたいな。
You can turn it down, no?
Or the waves. It's too intense as an ocean.
The waves are actually too big.
そうそうそう。
They should
on purpose, I think, because you know they want the ocean to make sound, じゃん、 to make this video or audio whatever. なんかそれが結構逆に気になっちゃうからドライヤーの方がよく寝れる。
It's interesting to there's a whole category of videos that are produced purely to get a particular reaction out of people. You know, it's engineered around the human reaction to certain types of content. And so like you see all these different like videos that are meant to make you laugh, like prank videos or super deliberate and contrived, or videos that are supposed to scare you, you know, it looks like a car commercial, then all of a sudden, you know, some zombie pops up or something.
Yeah.
And then we have the dryer video,
Yep. 2 hour dryer sound.
Mm. I think that would be an example of ASMR though.
Oh, okay.
That sort of thing.
Hmm.
次。最後。According to new research published in the Proceeding of the Royal Society B, a flatworm called Macrostomum hystrix stabs itself in the head with its needle-like penis and injects itself with sperm to self-fertilize when it is unable to find a mate. Flatworm species are typically hermaphroditic and engage in penis fencing in order to determine who will inseminate the other. The flatworm that is successful in piercing their mate will then deliver sperm into their body. At this point, the recipient is designated as female and will bear the burden of reproducing. However, when the flatworm cannot find a mate, it will whip its tail around and stab itself in the head, injecting sperm and reproducing asexually. The authors state the following in conclusion. This is, to our knowledge, the first described case of individuals apparently injecting sperm into their own head or upper body region.
英国王立協会企業に掲載された研究によるとマクロストーマンヒストリックスという変形動物が交配相手が見つからない場合に針のようなペニスを自分の頭に刺して精子を注入し一匹で繁殖できることが分かりました。変形動物は一匹で両性を有していることが多いのですが交配相手をめぐって他の個体と争う際にペニスを使って戦います。勝った方は交配相手にペニスを刺して精子を注入しますが、その時点で相手はメスとなり子供を宿します。今回それをすべて一匹でこなせることが分かりました。研究チームは今回の発見に関して精子を自分の上半身ましてや頭に注入する動物は初めて確認したと述べています。このピーネスフェンシングがどうしても面白いどういうこと、いやいやみたいなことでしょ、
うん、Exactly. Wave your arm like that again.
いやいやってことでしょ。これがピーネスだとしてさ、でもさ頭に卵巣とかがあるってこと、じゃあだよね、じゃないと意味ないよね。
Well, the needle-like penis is located on the tail、うん、and the reason why it injects it into the headIs because the tail can't reach any other part of the body, and this is what's is there? I think there's a particular term for this. I forget what it is, but this is hypodermic insemination, but it's hypodermic in the sense it's just injected into the body. You know, it's not put in any particular place.
Ah, どこでもいいの。
Basically, yeah. So in human beings, you have to put the sperm in a very particular location.
Right.
But in these animals, they're just injecting it wherever. So when they're doing the penis fencing, you know, that penis doesn't have to stab you in the heart or whatever. I mean, they probably don't have a heart, but the penis can stab you anywhere and you can end up being designated the female and...
あ、そういうことか。ピーネスを使って戦いつつ相手に刺しちゃったら、もうそう、刺された方がメスになっちゃうってこと？
そう。
It's like, no!
Yep. And then the winner can continue with his penis fencing.
すごいね。じゃあ強いオスは、オスっていうか強い個体はもう全然妊娠しなくてもいいんだ。
Mm.
妊娠しないで済むんだ。負けた方が、やられたみたいな感じで子供ができちゃうって
ことか。 That promotes better penis fencing.
Right, right, right.
And better penis fencing usually results from better physical traits and characteristics in general.
でもさ、結局はさ、勝者と敗者がいつもできるわけじゃん。なんていうの？ Mm. 勝者同士は無理じゃん。
うん。
わかる？
Yeah.
それも面白くない？結局片っぽはどっちか負けた方だから若干弱い相手ってことになっちゃうじゃん。なんかベストとベスト同士が子供を作るっていうのはなかなかできないってこと。
Well, they could. But someone's always gonna win.
Right.
You could, yeah, you could win all your penis fencing battles and then you know, be 100-0 and then you just run into some dude that's just better. You get old.
Or, well, now you're pregnant.
Yeah, I guess.
面白いね。これあれだよね、常駐みたいなさ、なんかあれでしょ、プラナリアとかみたいなやつでしょ。
うん、yeah. Flatworms are really interesting.
Yeah.
They're just so strange.
ね。
And I think just recently they figured out how it is that one of them is able to regenerate, like the full body from just a segment.
これってさ、一匹で繁殖した場合、その子供になんか異常があったりとかってしないのかな？全然平気なのかね？
I think, well, there's going to be less genetic diversity. It's not the ideal case.
Right.
It is capable.
It's better than nothing ってことでしょ？
Typically, if like asexual reproduction is not as good, I think there are exceptions to this. There are some species of animal that do asexually reproduce quite successfully.
Mm.
But
すごいね、
for this flatworm, it's much more advantageous to have the stronger flatworms going around
like,
spreading their...
ちょっと相手が全然いないな。もういいや、ブスみたいなことでしょ。面白くない？ Mm.
Well, in human beings, there's the idea that, I mean, human beings never penis fence because we have male
Thank
and female.
Thank God.
Because we have male and female.
Yeah.
But the evolutionary theory behind the structure of the penis is penises
yeah, yeah.
competing with other penises.
Right.
So,
書き出し型だもんね、人間は。
So there's that, you know, the plunger design.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but that's just a general penis design for mammals, it seems like. Fairly general.
Really?
It's pretty common, pretty common penis design.
Huh. Dogs とかも?
Well, dogs are quite a bit different, but I think, I don't know. I'm not a penis expert. Like,
まあ、horse とかね。
But yeah, like horse penises are similar. I think a lot of mammalian penises are similar to human penises. Monkey penises are similar to human penises. Mm. But there's weird penises like the corkscrew duck penis or the turtle penis. I guess I am a penis expert.
Yeah. How many times did you just say penis? Oh my god.
Too many times.
でもこれ見てた人もびっくりしただろうね。これ観察してた人、
うん、
自分に刺してるよみたいな。
いや、
世の中いろんな動物がいるもんだね。
We're still finding more.
Yeah. It's so interesting. はい、
yep.
お話は終わり。
以上です。
なんかね、同性婚が合法化され、アメリカで合法化されたことにも受けて、なんかちょっといろいろ最近マイケルとも最近よく話してるけど、なんかこう意見と事実の違い、なんかオピニオンとファクトの違いが、なんかこうごっちゃになってることとかもよく見るなと思って、それについてコラム書いたのがあさって出るから読んでみてください。あと、文字起こしのテキスト、iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますので、何言ってるか気になる人は買ってみてくださいね。
うん、
あと、
yes,
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってますので、 Instagram にね、あのうちのめっちゃ可愛い猫の写真とか載ってるから、見たい人は見たい人は見てみてください。あと他になんか言わなくちゃいけないことありますか？
Nope. No, not really.
終わり。え、終わりだよね。
Yeah. We're not forgetting anything.
No. 終わり。Bye.
Bye.